B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Buddy, happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. So today's show is entitled Consternation. And it's kind of what I'm left at. And I think you guys are also left in a state of consternation after that game on Sunday. Because here, follow me here. The game on Sunday, which is an empty ending, right? Carson out, two series in, no shot. So it ends abruptly, and it ends without, in a kind of shocking manner, right? Like you were still kind of like, really? He's not coming back? Because that's how I looked at it. So then it all happens, and we digest it by this time, midweek, because, you know, it happens, and it takes you a couple days to get over it. And then the news conference occurs. And so the news conference happens, and then you're stuck, and you're going, all right, well, you're not getting a lot of answers because they don't know. It's the beginning of the off season. They have an idea of what they want to do, but they don't really know how to really kind of put this thing in motion. So they're still coming up with the plan. They're devising the plan now. So that doesn't really pacify you. So you're still left with this, like, all right, what's going on? And then you had the couple wrinkles in the news conference. The biggest one being perhaps a change of defensive coordinator. We went through it yesterday. The hiccup that Doug Peterson left wide open. His hiccup caused all kinds of stir. Now, there's a report on ESPN that the Eagles could be thinking about a changing coordinator. Well, duh, if you hear the way that Doug Peterson answered the question, you know, Doug spilled the beans with how he reacted. That there is certainly strong consideration about moving on and changing voices. It may not be a bad thing. I don't think there's any fault whatsoever that lies in Jim Schwartz's lap. He served the Eagles well. You know, even though he's not the kind of, he doesn't have the style that we love, right? Doesn't have all the array of pressures, more of a wide nine pressure from the front, play the sticks, play it smart. You know, I mean, I think he's a credible professional defensive coordinator who probably has higher aspirations. I don't think he'll get them in Cleveland, but, you know, who knows? He could wind up being a defensive coordinator and assistant head coach in Cleveland. So we're left to kind of think about, all right, there's kind of coaching stuff. The roster needs all kinds of overhaul. You know, there's a lot of like significant pieces that are there that you have to figure out what to do. So we're left, you know, in this state of consternation with them. The fact that the Eagles lost so abruptly, or it was, the game was taken away so abruptly, and then the loss follows, also puts us in direct focus with the Sixers, right? Because now all of a sudden, you got no more playoff football. You know how we do in this town. When the 4-for-4 rules are, when a team that's closest to a championship, all eyes go there first. And there becomes a natural, organic pecking order in attention. So obviously, the NFL playoffs, you know, all eyes on the Eagles. And you give all the teams a little bit of a back seat. But now that the Eagles are out, the closest team to a championship is the Sixers. And so we're left with consternation in, well, who are the Sixers? How far are they away? Is what we're seeing a real issue that will come up in April, May, and June? Hopefully you get to June. Are there issues there? Are they insurmountable? Do they have to get a certain seed? And then thrown in the mix is Embiid's finger, where he goes to see a hand specialist. And you heard Brett, and Brett said, yeah, I mean, of course I'm worried. I can't help but think about the big picture. Because the big picture is those guys got to play together. They got three really interesting games coming up tonight against Boston, and you're fighting the Celtics for the two seed. So you got tonight Celtics, Saturday night Dallas. You get to face Luka, and that Mavericks seems pretty good. And then Monday, you got Indiana, and Indiana beats you by 30 on New Year's Eve Day. So you got some important games, and your status is you don't know about the big man. And there's still some lingering questions. The most alarming to me is when Al Horford says, I don't know, you know, they don't know how to use me. And of course, I paraphrase. But that's the most alarming situation. There's two pieces here. The two most important questions the Sixers need to answer before the playoffs begin. Assimilating Horford properly with Embiid and Simmons. So it has to do with all three of them on the floor at the same time. Because that's how it's going to be come playoff time. And then the scoring off the bench, which I think Elton Brand will take care of. I have the utmost faith in Elton Brand. So that's the kind of issues. Those two are the major issues. So the more time that Embiid's out, you know, it's like you look at these three games, and yeah, you got to win, but can you accurately judge them if there's no Embiid? Because ultimately, it comes down to this group together, playing together. So we're left in a state of consternation. Flyers win last night against Washington, which was good, back on home ice. Tough game back-to-back, and they win after falling behind. So that was big. But again, I don't even know what to think about with them after the way they went out west and started every game in an alarming fashion. So, therefore, the consternation is with all three teams right now. Thus the title of the show. Good morning, Junis.
I like that title. I don't think I can spell it, but I like it. But I hear what you're saying. There is concern, but there's also like bright side at the same time, right? Like, we have all these concerns with the Sixers, but we can also see the talent that is there when they play the Bucks on Christmas Day, when they're 2-0 against the Celtics with Joel Embiid. You can see the big bright moments for this team, and then you can also see the dark moments when they lose by 30 to the Indiana Pacers. The Eagles, we all know where the glaring holes are at. We do. They don't have wide receivers. Their corners are struggling, except for maybe Jalen Mills, maybe Craven LeBlanc, but those are you going to depend on those guys moving forward? Plus, Mills is a free agent. Are you going to give him money to come back? But you have Carson, and he played 16 games this year. And Doug Peterson found a way to get everybody to play together again at the end of the season to win four straight. So it's like you take the good with the bad at the same time, but which one is outweighing the other is another big question. Are you more concerned about the Eagles than confident? Are you more concerned with the Sixers than confident?
It's a great question. It's a great question. Like, see, I am with the Sixers. Now, I've been bullish on the group.
Yes.
So I'll remain bullish on the group, and I'm still going to, yeah, obviously I think they need a little punch off the bench, and so I have faith in Elton that they'll get that. Now, the obvious thing is, can they figure out what to do with Horford? And can they figure out to make that thing work? I would say yes, right? I mean, it made sense to me why Elton did that.
Well, Brett said something interesting after the win against the Thunder. You weren't in that Tuesday, but I was playing the cut a couple times. Brett Brown mentioned he's been calling more plays now than ever before. And I don't know how far back that's dating back to. I don't know how many games. Because remember, they had the four-game losing streak.
He's calling more plays now
than ever before.
Overall, you mean?
Yeah, he said, and they're listening to me, the players. So I wonder if when Al Horford spoke out, like, I don't know what my role is with this team. When the accountability quotes came out from Josh Richardson, when Joel Embiid basically called out Ben Simmons without using his name,
yeah.
I wonder how far back the I'm calling more plays goes for Brett Brown, because two games ago was against the Houston Rockets. They lost, but they just got beat by a James Harden, right? Like, it was,
well, they got beat,
well.
Right. Well, they put okay. I mean, they got beat by a style.
Right, and they got beat by one of the best scorers in the league.
Right, but it was also a style. Points. Like, that style beat them.
Right, and then they had, say what you want about the Thunder, because they're not as good as what they have been in years past, but they're also outplaying what I expected them to be at this point, and they played pretty well that game, the Sixers.
Yeah, they played okay.
And you're starting to see more.
I mean, I was at the game.
Ben.
They played. We did the game
right.
on NBC Sports Philadelphia, but, you know, it was still good. It was not, I mean, Horford was more active in that game.
Yes.
And I thought that was a necessary deal for him. But again, the spacing, because Embiid's going to be up top a lot half the time.
Right.
Because Simmons is going to have the ball in his hands and then also play the dunker spot, or at least post up at different spots. I mean, I thought he did a nice job posting up and being aggressive against OKC. And because Horford can hit a three, that should also all work out.
Yeah.
Like, it should be intermittent. They should take turns almost, you know, posting up, being down low. You can have two of the bigs draw. So theoretically, because they're so big, Horford and Bede can both shoot it, right?
Yes.
So because of that, you should allow, Simmons should have a field day posting up at times. And then when Simmons has the ball up top, they should have, you know, same thing works with Joe or Horford. Because Horford can hit an open three.
Right, and I wonder if Brett is starting to design that a little bit more. We're starting to see pick and rolls with Ben Simmons and Josh Richardson, them running it where Ben is the big in the situation of the pick and roll. So I wonder if Brett is actually designing more plays to try to get these guys open.
Well, I mean, you know, now's the time.
Because remember last year when they first made the trade for Tobias Harris, it was the first time they had Harris and Butler on the same court, and Embiid and Simmons and
Jimmy. Yeah, but now Tobias has kind of settled into a nice little role, I think.
Right, but last year Brett literally said after one of the games, I just roll the ball out there and I'm letting them figure it out. Like, he wasn't designing plays for them. So I wonder if he started the first half of the season with that mindset of, all right, let me see what you guys can do together, and now he's going to try to coach them a little bit more, I guess.
Wow.
It'll be interesting to see how long this goes.
I think you have to figure this thing out.
Yep.
And now's the time. See, what worries me is, you know, we're sitting here, the holidays are over. And what leads us into this thought process, holidays are over, man. It's time to get figured out. And now you got to deal with the big man being out for I don't know how long. But you got to figure the whole thing out shortly. You're going to wake up and boom, you know, it's going to be Super Bowl. And then March Madness, and then playoffs are going to be here, and you got to figure it out.
By the way, there is one name out there that's being rumored that the Sixers could have interest in. An old friend to make a trade for.
Yeah, your boy.
No, he's not my boy.
JJ.
No.
Oh, another one?
Jamie's boy.
I don't know who that is.
Cove.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's not the answer.
There's a report out there.
There's a Covington report?
Yes.
Covington comes home?
Yes.
No, they don't need Covington. They need a better score. They need a score you can rely on. Not a score that's going to go run and hide during the playoffs. You need somebody better than that.
Yeah,
you need more of an offensive guy.
Kevin O'Connor's reporting
Covington returns? Look, they're going to have this bubble where they can afford to take in around $20 million of salary. I got no way. Do you have an interest in Covington?
No.
I don't either.
You know who you're talking to.
I know. Well, it's you and I. All right. Lots to get to. Consternation. So, but where is your consternation at? Like, are you focused, still focused on the Eagles and all the stuff that we're talking about with them, defensive coordinator, the offseason. What do you do to fix this thing? And then the Sixers. And then the Flyers. Lots to get to. It is Cuz Radio with the Chunis. Let's talk about the uncles. Oh, Uncle Paul. Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul, the guys over at Family Crusher Dodge Jeep Ram. They're celebrating you all month long. That's right. During Owner Appreciation Month, drive home a new Jeep for only $129 a month. That's right. Well, how about that? $129 a month. $129 a month only at Family. Get oil changes, state inspection, a loaner card, no charge. At Family, your buying experience is always fun, fast, friendly, the best service after the sale. So come down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Family owned and operated for three generations during Owner Appreciation Month because of Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. You're more than a customer. You're family in the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall. Online anytime at familyautos.com. Discount down payment depending on model chosen. See the uncles for details. The offer ends January 31st, 2020.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
10:25 on a Thursday morning. Brisk, cold Thursday morning. You love it.
Cold.
It sucks. I didn't want to hear that.
I'm sorry.
I think about Carson playing in Lambo.
Because I can.
You know what? I will tell you this. Thank God. I'm going away this weekend. I'm going to, I'm going to the Sixers, Dallas, and Indiana. So, I'm glad I'm not going to have football in the mind. It's going to be Uber basketball.
Yeah, you got away from it. I can't. I'll be staring it right in my face.
Yeah.
Watching Rodgers destroy Russell Wilson.
When's that game? I didn't even look.
It's the Sunday game.
What's the Sunday games?
Let me check, but I know it's, but their game's Sunday, like,
I know Minnesota and San Fran Saturday, which I had interest in. I think Baltimore. I'm kind of like, I'm so beleaguered that I'm kind of phased out.
So we have
the Chiefs, my boys.
Oh yeah, Vikings Niners 4:35 on Saturday. Titans Ravens is 8:15.
That's right, Saturday night. Yeah,
and then the Texans.
I'll be at Reunion
Chiefs.
Arena, wherever they call it, for Sixers for Dallas, Mavs. Yeah. Seeing Luka up close.
I'm looking forward to that. Texans Chiefs Sunday at 3:05, and then the Seahawks Packers game Sunday at 6:40. So you can't get.
Oh wow! That. Sunday's the off day. We'll have an off day in Indianapolis, so I'll be watching. I'll be watching those two games in the off day in Indianapolis.
No, it does suck though, hearing the Remnant and all.
It does. It blows.
But yes, I do love the cold.
You love the sunny cold. Like, I hate today.
I walked out there.
I'd rather it be cloudy and cold. At least, like, I look outside, I go, it's cold and raw. Not the, I see the sun, and it's still cold. I hate that.
Walked out there, took
a deep
breath.
It's my biggest pet peeve. I hate it.
Could feel the cold in my lungs.
No, I hate it.
That was nice.
Yeah, how could you like this
coughed
weather?
A few times. Got rid of the grossness in my house, the dust.
The grossness.
The animal hairs.
Yeah. At some point, remind me to tell you about this. I have a dog issue.
Oh, with Gagoots.
Yeah, Gagoots is a he's like Marmaduke. He's a monster. He's a sheepdog. He's a sheep doodle. So he's a monster.
But he owns you.
Dude, this thing.
You don't own him. He owns you, right?
This thing's a beast. He's a beast. I put him at defensive tackle. And the Gagoots does not listen. He's in Gagoots. All right. We started this at the very end of the show, and I want to do this for a reason. And I'm curious just to check in with you guys. So the next 2 days, I want to do the confidence meter. 1 to 10, 10 being supremely confident, 1 being not at all confident, with Howie and Doug and Elton and Brett. All right? So this is, you and I will abstain from the voting. This is just a fan voting process, and it's your confidence level in the 4 major figures right now. Not to exclude the fight. We all like Alain Vigneault, and he's just new and the whole thing. We're talking about the 2 teams that are, you know, we have expectations, high expectations from.
And you can also say it's okay that Vigneault's still trying to figure it out because it's his first year. And it may not be okay for Brett Brown to still be figuring it out because it's, what, year 7?
Right. Right. Well, yeah. you know, it is what
I'd
it
take
is.
Those 3 years out of it, but. Yeah, this is an important year for Brett, big time.
Yeah, again, we've talked about it. I hope he, I want him badly to succeed. And look, his, you know, here's the thing that's not going to happen. Because I've heard these being bandied about. 1, they're not trading any big name. They're not trading Ben Simmons. Somehow, people are talking about trading Ben. That's not happening.
Now, there's some report. Oh, well, the Warriors wouldn't want to trade for Ben because he may not fit with Draymond Green. Well, what do you where is this even coming from?
Who says that?
We've NBC Sports Philadelphia. They had NBC, I guess, San Francisco.
Right.
And they said, well, concerns that if the Warriors were to trade for Simmons, he wouldn't fit well with Draymond Green on the court. And I'm like, what trade is? There's not even a trade.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
They're not going to trade Ben. So that's not happening. And Brett's not getting fired during the season. They're not going to do those. The only thing that's going to happen is Elton will tweak the roster. He's got about $20 million of room to fit in. So he'll tweak the roster, but he's not going to. This is not going to be any major issue, any major shakeup. So let's forget about that now. Anyway, 1 to 10, Howie, Doug, Elton, Brett, where do you come in at? Let's go to, speaking of San Francisco, we got Josh in San Francisco. Hello, Josh.
Yo, cuz, it's been a while. Traveling Coupier, check it in.
Oh, the Traveling Coupier. Wow, you're in San Fran, huh?
I'm actually on my way to San Fran. Our ship was docked there. We had about 36-hour shore leave, so we rented a car and we drove to Tahoe.
Did you? Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So you remember my girlfriend that you met from the Philippines?
Yes.
She's never seen or touched snow in her life, so we went up to Tahoe to get some snow.
Oh, that's awesome. That's cool, man.
So we're heading back to the ship now. So
where are you guys headed?
This is it, man. We're done with the U.S. after this week, and then we'll be in Asia this time next month.
Wow.
So we're moving around.
You're going to be in Asia, where are you at? What's your first stop?
Well, on the way there, we stop at a couple islands. We'll be in Guam, Saipan, Marshall Islands, but then Philippines first, actually, and then we'll be in Singapore.
Oh, that's awesome. How's Guam? I have interest in Guam.
Yeah, I think so, me too. That's actually one of the few places I haven't been.
Oh, cool.
So I'm looking forward to it. Yeah,
make sure, Croupier, that you check in from Guam.
That'll be the day before the Super Bowl, actually.
Wow, get out. That's cool, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
So, yeah, I haven't checked in with you since the Eagle tailgate. Obviously, that was a low day when we dropped the 5-7.
Yeah, I met the croupier in Miami. He and his lovely girlfriend at the tailgate before the Eagles Dolphins game. And how about the turnaround that happened?
Yeah. Listen, it was exactly what we needed, but it was weird having that same kind of disgusting, empty feeling, you know, after that Dolphins game and after the Seahawks game. But you know, they gave us a good tease because I thought it was over after Miami. With you, so to keep us in it for another.
Yeah, the problem though is, I don't mind if they, they lose the game. The Seattle lose the game if Carson plays, but the way it ended, like it ended so abruptly and unfairly.
It was empty. It was just an awful feeling. But anyway, I wanted to actually call about the Sixers, about what you were talking in your intro, and like, can we judge this team without Joel right now? And I'm not going to judge them without Joel, like win-loss wise, but we can judge them individually. I want to take us back to the series in Toronto last year. Like, Joel was emotionally and physically exhausted. And if you remember some of those stats from that series, like his plus-minus, him on the court without him, was just mind-boggling. Like, I think in game seven, he played like 40 minutes.
Yeah.
Or 44 minutes or something. And the 4 minutes he was off the court, we got outscored by like 15 or 24, something ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like that, you know?
That was the Boban thing.
Right. Yeah. I mean, these guys need to learn how to play. Somebody needs to learn how to pick it up for these, short spurts. So I'm not going to judge them on the game because we don't have Joel, the whole game, but these guys need to give us, 5, 6, 8 minute spurts of just really, really good basketball because there's going to be times. We need them when Joel's not on the floor in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm not necessarily judging them right now. Just be healthy. If we started the NFL season today, it wouldn't even go to game two of the NBA Finals. There's still a lot of basketball to play for us to figure it out.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. I'd like to win, though. I'd like to beat Boston tonight. It's going to be tough. You beat them twice already, but you got to beat them tonight. I do covet that 2 seed.
Yeah, absolutely. And we talked about this in the beginning of the year. We need the 1 or 2.
They're not going to get the 1, but
right. We know that now. But that's why the 2 seed is all more important. You don't want to, slip down the 4 and all of a sudden have to play Milwaukee in the second round or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. So. Well, listen, brother, have a safe journey.
Will do. I'll check in with you. What time will it be? I'll check in with you at like 1 a.m. when I'm in Asia or something like that.
That's perfect, man. I love it. You're just getting done as the traveling croupier. That's awesome. Good stuff, Josh. Take it easy, buddy. Would you like that job? Could you do that job?
For a year.
For the people who don't know, he's a traveling croupier. So that's what we call him. But he basically manages a casino on a cruise ship, and it's a Norwegian cruise ship, so it spends a lot of time in waters outside the U.S.
I could do it for a year. I think I would get tired of it. Like, I would I come home and see people, that I miss, right?
Right.
So I don't think I could do that for a 10-year career, but it's fascinating because he sees the entire world.
Right.
So I think, imagine just a year where you're basically, you're working, but you're sightseeing at the same time. Because he gets to get off, right?
They leave, right.
That's what I'm saying.
It's kind of a fascinating, like I told you about my buddy Marco, who was a merchant marine. And when he was a kid, he basically was 16 years old, and he had a choice to either join the army, and he was born in communist Yugoslavia, where everybody had to join the army. And his father got him a job, and he was 15 and a half years old on a merchant marine ship that traveled around the world. And this was like a rickety ship that was built in the 40s and 50s. And this ship was his home for, 10 years.
Wow. Really? That long?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I could do 10 years.
And just in different ports and all over the world.
Even on a nice ship, I can't do 10 years. I'll do a year.
Yeah, and then he had to deal with, like, ridiculous storms and, life-threatening situations. I mean, I'm enamored by that story. Like, someday I will write that book because it's such a fascinating story that he was reading the Bermuda Triangle, a book about the Bermuda Triangle as he was going through it, and he was petrified. That's an interesting...
Will the title be Who is Boston Scott? Or is that a different book?
That's a different book. I actually have I told you, I have a title, Who is Ulysses Gautier? But I'm changing it to Who is Boston Scott?
Good.
Can I hear that one time? It makes you feel good. It brings me back to the run. Let's go to Mike in Chalfont. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Anthony. Love the show. Appreciate it. Tunis, do a great job.
Thanks, brother. What's happening, Mikey?
I wanted to talk about the Sixers, and I do agree with you. I mean, I love Brett Brown, want him to succeed. But as I sit here and I just look at the big picture, I mean, the Lakers started with, like, two common pieces, and the rest of the team was new, and they came out as gangbusters throughout the, in the West, which is a tougher division.
Yeah.
And here we are in the East, and we're still talking about trying to get it together. And it just doesn't really make any sense to me, because it's almost like our talent provides a false sense of security. And we keep saying it's going to get together, and it's going to get together. But, we're not seeing it. And I just really question whether or not Brett Brown is the leader of a championship team. Like, I don't want to get out of just the East. I want to win the championship. So, like, to your point, yeah, 7-game series, Indianapolis, Indy, Miami, it doesn't matter. We're going to win that, but we are not going to get through the West.
No, well, listen, I hear you, and I'm worried. Look, I like the way they can match up against Milwaukee, but I'm worried about they could lose a series against Milwaukee, and they need to get to the finals.
Yeah, I get it, but then does that save Brett's job for another year? So my point is that at some point you have to take a hard look at this and just say maybe – he just isn't the guy to get us over the hump. I mean, there's three coaches in our division that are better than him. The coach for Boston, the coach for Indy.
Yes.
Ballstra.
Yeah. Stevens. Yeah. I think you're fair. I think you're definitely fair, Mike. I think what'll happen is basically how far they go dictates, right? Like, if they go to the finals and lose to the Clippers, but it's hard fought and he's able to navigate them past the East, then I think he deserves to stay. And then he would have fulfilled his obligation, right? But if they fall short of getting there and it's difficult, then I understand what your point is. I think all right now is you observe and you see how it all plays out.
Yeah. Well, my second point is that Matisse Thybulle coming on, I really believe that he should be starting and getting as much playing time as possible. Is it possible to take Clint Richardson and maybe potentially move him and pick up a really good piece? I mean, he's got value.
Right. So, that's funny. You had a Freudian slip. You say Clint Richardson. I don't think they're going to trade Jay Rich. I think they'll keep it as is, and I think the deal that they'll get someone that looking to dump salary, right? And then you go, you trade Zaire, you trade a couple of those fringe guys.
Got it.
Thanks, brother. Great call, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy. No, and look, I think everything that Mike said was fair. Again, I'm about the right now. I just how I feel, heart wise. But look, sooner or later, you got to be judged on what's there, and unfortunately for coaches, that's always how you're judged. You get to a point, you got to do it.
So let me ask you something real quick. I know we weren't going to give our numbers of the confidence level, but for Elton Brand, where are you around?
I have supreme confidence in Elton. So, I mean,
so like
9.
8, 9, 10?
Yeah.
Coming up, people aren't that high on Elton Brand right now.
No?
I'm surprised.
Really?
I put out a 0 to 10 scale question, and people have been responding.
Yeah.
Well, for all four names that you gave. And the EB numbers are surprisingly low.
That surprises me. Because I don't think Rod, I mean, what he's transformed this roster. Yeah. We'll get into it. That's an interesting conversation. 610-632-0975. We have two open lines. You can grab them. 610-632-0975. It's Cause Radio with the Chewness. Hanging out on a frigging cold day. It's too cold. Let's talk. Did you get my Boston Scott? Who is?
Oh, my! Who is Boston Scott?
Ow. Oh, I wish they were playing Sunday. I really do. Playoffs are here. They're still going on. A few more games left. Don't be caught saying wait till next year. Get in on the action this weekend with the DraftKings Sportsbook app. With so much going on this week, they got great promotions running every day, from odds boost to free bets. DraftKings has it all. Plus, DraftKings Sportsbook is a safe and secure betting app. You can deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. It's no wonder DraftKings Sportsbook is America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to top it off, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering their best sign-up offer to date. Right now, you're not going to want to miss it. Go to DraftKings.com/Fanatic for a limited time. All new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook going all out with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's DraftKings.com/Fanatic. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Got to be 21 or older, PA only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus, first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
You got to get this out of the system. You just got to do it, okay?
It's
too slow. It's like I you know, I want to do the Quiet Storm.
Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move.
I haven't taken it off yet. I can't let it go.
Oh,
man.
My God. It feels so. I miss it. I wish there was a game so bad. I really do. I wish there was a game coming up top of the hour. Your chance to win $1,000. Don't forget the Trust to the Contest 5K a day giveaway. All right. Poll of the day. Let's do this. Brought to you by Marvin E. Cairns Heating, Air Conditioning, Duct Cleaning. You can keep your wife warm this winter. Cairns can. With emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special finance. Go to new Trane heating and cooling system. When you need one, visit MarvinEcairns.com today.
All right. So we have a normal pull up, but we also have the Elton Brand numbers that I was just talking about before we went to the break. And I put out
now,
the.
We did Doug Howie.
Yes. Doug Howie. Elton
and Brett.
And Brett. But the one that stands out to me the most is the Elton Brand.
Yeah.
So we did the simple 0 to 10 scale. Where's your confidence level? And out of 26 people that have typed out a response.
In really just a few seconds.
Right. 7 out of 26 have a 5 or less for Elton Brand.
Wow, really?
So that's over 25% of the people that have responded. 12
okay.
out of the 26
well, you know
are 6 or less.
Really? Half?
That surprises me.
It does me, too. Okay, so I'll tell you on the text board, VG says, I was, like, shocked by this. He goes, thumbs down. You know, the thumbs down?
The emoji, yeah. On Elton?
Yeah.
Why?
And I'm going, why? Right? And just like you had to say, why? Horford doesn't fit, clogs up the system, benches, hate the bench other than Thibel. And I go, well, first of all, here's this GM. Let's just take Elton for a second, what he's done. to so he takes over from Colangelo, who puts the whole franchise at the mercy of Fultz. Right? That was a big deal, big trade.
Yep.
So he takes, and again, you know, I loved Fultz, the idea of Fultz. I never, you know, I didn't interview him, right? Like, you know, the minute you see the kid and the kid's not, you know, he's kind of not an elderly, he's not wise behind his years. He's too youthful. I'm trying to be kind here.
Yeah, remember the Snapchat?
All right, I'm trying to be kind here.
The Cowwater.
So, but whatever. You put the franchise, that's a huge pick, right? Anyway, he starts off, he inherits a team with Dario, Covington, and Fultz. Now, you see what all three guys are. I love Dario to death, but he's a bench guy. Covington, he's a bench guy. Fultz, same thing.
And add the additions that Brett Brown made, Muscala and Wilson Chandler.
Right.
Because Brett was the interim GM for a little bit.
So you looked at that team. That's the team he takes over. And he turns all that garbage. I hate to be mean, but he takes that trash and he turns it into Tobias, Horford, Josh Richardson, first Butler, then Josh Richardson, and he drafts Theibel. How is that not a great job at GM? And yeah, you know, listen, I still think Horford can fit because he can still hit a baseline three. And what he should do, when things are working, right, and playing their roles, when Embiid's out, Horford's in. Right? In the playoffs, when you shorten your bench, there's no Mike Scott playing center.
No Kyle O'Quinn.
Right? Horford moves over. Those two should be able to, along with Ben, should be able to play together. Theoretically, the roster, now, do they need scoring off the bench? Yeah, I think they need another score. He does too, I'm sure. But how could you not be impressed at that job?
I don't know. Brian Sawyer just tweets in a 5. So that's now 8 out of 27 have a 5 or less.
But what am I missing?
I don't know. I don't know if it's because they haven't seen the results they wanted to see yet, but they still have to figure out how to play with
one another. Yeah, but right, when you go, but here's my point to Brian and everybody else who voted negatively. When you look at the team he inherits and where they're at now, how could you not be impressed? Well, like, what don't you like? Like, what moves don't you like? So I hear the Horford thing.
Which is a big move because of how much money is attached.
Okay, well, let's see how this, right, how this works out.
And they're, what, not even 40 games in yet?
You know, Jay Rich was, he got something, he was able to get something for Jimmy Butler. And before you tell me Jimmy Butler was never offered a contract. That thing was not going to happen. He was viewed as too combustible for this team. And I love Jimmy, but Jimmy's a guy that's a strange dude that's going to pop off. He popped off last night.
With T.J. Warren.
And they were afraid that he, you know, plus at his age, does he not mesh? Does he blow up the team? There was a legitimate concern there. I don't understand it. He didn't like Brett. So that issue. I mean, I look at Elton. I think Elton's a real bright spot. That's why I'm shocked at the results of the poll.
Yeah, half are saying 6 or less in their confidence scale.
All right, you guys got to call because I'm just curious. Like, what don't you really like?
Because you said 9, right? I'm there with you.
Yeah,
8, 9, right? Give me a championship year out of 10 for a long time.
Like, he's the guy that I feel great about.
Yes. Now, a lot of people are voting low for Brett, which, you know.
Well, that I understand. I mean, at this point, you know, he's lost a lot of confidence among the fan base.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.